Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. What's the most important thing in life to you? To many people, it's having lots of money. To some girls, it's being the most famous or most beautiful. To some young men, it's being the best in sports or having the best education. In our Bible lesson today, a young man had to make a hard decision about what was going to be the most important thing in his life. I want you to listen to see if he made the right decision. Well, Jesus and his disciples were going on their way one day when they saw a young man running toward them. Oh, they could tell by his clothes that he was rich and probably a leader in his town. The Bible says in Mark chapter 10 that the young man kneeled before the Lord Jesus and asked him, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" That was a good question. In fact, it's the most important question anyone ever asks. What do I have to do to be sure I'll live forever in heaven? Jesus didn't directly answer his question. Instead, he asked the young man a question. "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, and that is God." Now, boys and girls, I want to ask you a question. Who is Jesus? That's right. He is God. Is Jesus good? Yes, he's 100% perfectly good, because he is God. If only the young man had realized that Jesus was not just a good master, or a good teacher, or a good prophet, but Jesus is God. Jesus went on to tell the young man, "You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not lie. Don't cheat anyone. Honor your father and your mother." The young man listened and smiled, I'm sure, and quickly answered, "Master, all these commandments I have kept since my youth." He was saying to Jesus, "I'm good." But what did Jesus say? "There's none good but God." No doubt this young man had done good things, and perhaps people had told him, "You're such a good person." But God says that none of us are good. We're all born as sinners who do, say, and think wrong things. When you're selfish with your things, when you feel jealous that someone makes a better grade at school, when you disobey, you're not doing good. You are sinning. Isaiah 64:6 says, "But we're all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." Romans 6:23 tells us the wages or payment for our sin is death, an eternal death in hell. Can you see now why none of us could ever be good enough to earn our way to heaven? The rich young man hoped he was good enough to get to heaven. Jesus was trying to help him see he was not. Mark 10:21 says, "Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him." Our perfect Lord Jesus, as God the Son, does love us all, even though we're sinners. How could he love us like that? Because he created us, and because he is love. Because he loves us, he wants us to be in heaven with him forever. Jesus loved this young man too, and told him what to do so the young man could be with him in heaven forever. "One thing you need to do, young man," Jesus said, "go back and sell what you have, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come back, ready to take up the cross and follow me." Jesus knew this young man had lots of treasure on earth, but Jesus was showing him how to have treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven? Could anyone take that away from you? In Matthew 6:20, Jesus says, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Could a war, or fire, or flood harm treasure if you had stored it up in heaven? No. But you may be asking, What kind of treasure can we lay up in heaven? Well, first, we must be sure we ourselves have eternal life in heaven. We only have that life by believing and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can begin to lay up treasures in heaven by helping others come to know Jesus. When we help the missionaries tell others, when we obey the commandments of our Lord, when we show kindness to others, all of those things are ways we lay up treasure in heaven. Treasures on earth do not last. Treasures in heaven, we will enjoy them forever. Jesus told the rich young man what he needed to do to have everlasting life and treasure in heaven. What a hard decision for the young man. He loved being rich. He dearly loved his treasures on earth. Why, if I sell everything I have and give to the poor, he probably thought, then I myself will be poor. He did not want to be poor here, even though it would mean to be rich in heaven. He stood there grieving. And then the Bible says he sadly turned and walked away from Jesus. Jesus was sad too. Why? Because Jesus knew this young man had made the wrong decision. Jesus looked around at his disciples and said, "How hard it is for those who are rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were so surprised at Jesus' words. But then Jesus explained, "Children, how hard it is for those that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Jesus was sad because he knew this young man's love for his earthly riches was going to cause him to miss the wonderful eternal riches of heaven. Jesus knew that soon he himself would go to the cross to die for the sins of this young man and for the sins of the whole world. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you might be rich." We cannot even begin to imagine how splendid and rich heaven's going to be. But Jesus was willing to leave his wealth and glory in heaven to come down to earth, knowing he would be hated, misunderstood, and then nailed by wicked men to die on the cross. The wicked men did not kill Jesus, for Jesus said, "He gave his life to pay for your sin and mine." Can you doubt that he loves you when he gave up so much for you? The Bible tells us that Jesus came alive after 3 days, and now he's gone back to heaven. Because Jesus paid the price, he can offer you for free the most wonderful treasure of your life, and that is forgiveness of sin and a home in heaven. Oh, how sad it would make the Lord Jesus to see you turn away today and miss that wonderful offer. And Jesus was sad to see this young man miss the eternal riches of heaven because he could not let go of earthly things. How about you? If you believed in the Lord Jesus already, you made the right decision, and you will enjoy heaven forever. But what kind of treasures are you laying up in heaven this week? Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Every day, you're making decisions about what to do with the time, talents, and treasures God has given you. Why not put God's kingdom work first, and he promises to provide the other things you need? Why not write these things down to remember some ways you as a child of God can begin to lay up treasure this week? 1, you can give a gospel tract to someone who needs to know Jesus. How about praying for a missionary? Learn a Bible verse this week and share it with someone else. Help someone in your family or neighborhood cheerfully. Well, did you write those down? Now ask God to help you do them and to remind you about laying up treasure in heaven. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you're like that rich young man. You have an important decision you need to make today. Do you want to have everlasting life and treasure in heaven? You cannot get them by being good. For God has said there is none good. You cannot get them if you love your money and your things more than you love the Lord Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You are that whosoever. And the only begotten Son is Jesus, God's greatest treasure that he's given for you. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, will you go right now to How to Be a Child of God? That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.